1874, Morning Walk.
Oh, good.
By reading the books, he'd understood that we should become completely desireless. So he wanted more explanation. And in the car coming out, Srila Prabhupada just explained that our desire can't go away because that's the symptom of the living entity. We have to have some desire. But real desirelessness means that you have no more material desire. Material desire, someone is always desiring from God, give me this, give me this. But when we become purified, then our desire is, the Krishna, please take me, whatever service I can render, please accept it. But when one has not enough information, then he desires, his idea of desirelessness is to become like a dead stone, simply to, because desire causes suffering and it's bad, material desire, therefore let me simply stop it. And because that will be desireless, but that is not, that state is not possible, because our symptom is of life is to have desire. So answer him in this way, to become purified and simply serve Krishna all the time. Not that we stop any activities. Prabhupada is saying he's working day and night. So you cannot become absorbed in nothing. In order to become purely desireless, you have to have some activity. So always, there is a place, there is a plane of spiritual desire, spiritual activity.
What do you have to say about this? You understand, desire less, desire full.
People, some pseudo-transcendentalists, they sometimes criticize us like that. They say, Hare Krishna devotees, you're just too active. They think that we're fruits of always running around, always trying to sell books, always very active. That's because they don't understand that, that desirelessness. They talk like that, and then they'll smoke a cigarette the next moment. Criticize us. They say, you should not have to do anything if you're transcendental. Why do you have to work so hard? And then they'll show that they have some very gross desire.
Therefore, they see that this, their conception of Krishna, there is mother, there is father, there is friend, so what is this? Here also you see the mother, father, friend. So how they become free? They cannot understand. Their brain is so poor, they cannot understand. Therefore, it is also Maya. To think of Krishna, the Supreme, having father, mother, friends, brain, pastime, it is also Maya. Therefore, they are called Maya. They cannot conceive that in the spiritual world, exactly the same thing they are, but the position is different. That is absolute, without any beginning.
Also this morning you said that you should try to only love Krishna.
Yes.
And nothing else.
Yes.
But if we love our God brother, is that also love Krishna?
Of Krishna. What are your God brothers? They are Krishna servants. See, if you do not love your God brother, that means you reject your part of Krishna.
So also our children,
Yes, if you love children, but making them Krishna conscious, then it is loving Krishna. Krishna, one sarvadharman parityajyamame tam saranam. So if you help, what is our moment? Why I have come to your country? Because to make you Krishna conscious. So there is love of Krishna. Otherwise, why, what is the business I have come to? I have no business. Because I love Krishna, I want to see all everybody in the world to become Krishna. Otherwise, why in this old age? You are trying so much. Similarly, if you love your children, to make them Krishna conscious, then produce hundreds of children and make them. That is love of Krishna. And if you make them cats and dogs, then one children producing is also sin. That is also sin. But if you can make then Krishna conscious, then produce hundreds of children. That is Krishna's love.
Bhagavad says, Pita na sasya, janani na sasya. One should not become father, one should not become mother. Namo chayata samupita mrittu. If he cannot deliver the children from the imminent hands of death, that is the condition. That if you cannot make, that death cannot be avoided unless one becomes Krishna conscious. So if you cannot make your children Krishna conscious and stop their death, birth and death process, then don't become a father. This is illness. And if you can actually do that, then become father of 100 sins. This is the condition. If you cannot make your children, if you can make, that is love of Krishna. Because unless you love Krishna, why you should be interested to make others Krishna conscious? Let them go to hell. Why you should be so much working hard to make them Krishna conscious? Unless you love Krishna. This is the sign of love. I love Krishna, but I do nothing for Krishna. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. Therefore I say that Guru Maharaj's brother, he criticizes Guru Maharaj. But what he has done for Krishna? And what my Guru Maharaj has done. Unless my Guru Maharaj had produced me, how this Krishna consciousness movement is going all over the world. And what he has done? Simply criticizing is no use. We want to see practical. Do you understand or not? Yes. You are also given the equal chance. So about my Guru Maharaj, sat down at Mayapur, but you are giving the place of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. Why? What you have done? It is still jungle. And what is Mayapur there? The whole Americans are building, a palace is building. So simply by criticizing, one does not become a very confidential devotee. Why the action? What you have done? That is required. Kalyana Parishya.
Unless
Krishna gives opportunity, nobody can serve Krishna. But he gives opportunity to the proper person. That is everywhere. If you want to become manager of a farm, the proprietor of the farm will see whether you are able to do that. Then he will give the chance. Yes. This is reciprocal. Just like this slope we are studying today, Krishna becomes Sarathi. Does Krishna go to become Sarathi of rascal and fool? He becomes Sarathi of Arjuna. That has to be. And without any qualification, Krishna becomes my Sarathi. Krishna is not so easy. First of all, qualify. First desire, then desire. First desire, then desire. So, how a Krishna conscious person can be desireless? The first is desire. I desire to serve Krishna. That is the beginning. Then Krishna will give you chance as you desire. This is first. That is explained. Allabilasita sunnam. When you become completely desireless for anything material, then bhakti begins. That is desirelessness. Desirelessness means when becomes free to desire anything except Krishna. That is desirelessness. Desirelessness means not to desire anything material. That is desirelessness. That Mayavadi philosophy that everything is Maya, therefore Krishna is Maya. And that is called Maya. They do not know the distinction between Maya and reality. Everything Maya. And that is evidence that is called Mayavadi. So Krishna is also Nitya. That is that way. And that's when the Bhagavad, it is beginning. Param Sattam Dhimani. Sattam, not Nitya. Nitya you can reject unless you find out Param Sattam. But that you do not know what is Param Sattam. That Bhagavad is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Param Sattam Dhimani. The word is Anna Vilas. Anna Vilas. Anna means other than Krishna. Anna Vilasita Sunnam. Being completely free from any other desires. Jnana Karma is Anabhita. Jnana the Jnanis, they also desiring liberation. Jnani, they have got desire. How they are desireless? Because they are aspiring after mukti. The yogis, they are aspiring after siddhi. Kurmis, they are aspiring after a better condition of life. So these things should be completely free. Then he is desireless. If you are desiring mukti, where is your desireless? Just see. How they are bluffing. They want to become mukta, and still there is a desirelessness. Here is your desire. Just see the defect. Why you are desiring mukta?
Then they argue that you also want to, you desire to...
But that's what I say. Desirelessness means to desire for Krishna. That is desire. Even if we are not after mukti, We can go to the hell to serve Krishna.
Janmani
Ishtari Bhavatar Bhakti. That is, there is no question of desire left. You desire for Krishna. That is desire. Just like a diseased man, if he desires for healthy life, is that bad thing? To desire for further disease, that is desire. That is bad. That's why I say you cannot give up desire. That is not possible. You have to purify your desires. But when it's desire for Krishna, that is desire. To become free from disease, that does not mean you have to stop eating. In the disease condition, you are eating. As soon as you want to desire that, let me give me this nice food, but you cannot eat. On your disease condition. It will taste less. You simply desire that you cannot enjoy. But same you man, when the disease is gone, you enjoy the same food very nice. When you are free from disease, you just ask for Rasagulla, you taste it. But when you are diseased, the same Rasagulla will not be tasted. That is the condition. The desire which gives you happiness That is one thing. The desire who takes to distress, that is not one thing. Therefore, Bhagavad begins with dharma prajjita poikavata. The cheating type of religion is rejected. Because in every religion, there is some desire for material object. Up to mukti. Bhukti mukti siddhikan. Generally, people call me, they want pleasure, material pleasure. The jnanis, they want mukti. And the yogis, they want siddhi. They everyone beggars. And a bhakta kicks them all out. They don't find anything. Simply Krishna. That's all. That's what his desire is.
Krishna bhakti is kam.
Very shanti. You have to test whether by some desire whether you have become shant. That is not possible. Except Krishna. And it's not Krishna. Then we will see transcendental truth. Otherwise, cannot. Sakali asant. For mukti, they have to do so many things. So, desirelessness means to desire for Krishna. This is the conclusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishkare Bhavata Bhakti Rahoi Kukita. This is desire. My life after life, simply my devotion unto my Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna Parvati. In the beginning, he says, Madhanangna Janangna Sundarigna Kupitan Vaja. No, not this. Then there must be some positive. The positive is, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishkare Bhavata Bhakti Rahoi Kukita. Yeah, with simply negative, what he'll do? Simply negative. He must give something positive. Then he'll succeed. You are serving somewhere. You don't get sufficient salary. So you desire to give up this. This service. Resignation. But if you don't get any better service, then what will be the result of resignation? You start. Again you go, Master, I did wrong, please give me the service. So that is it. Mayavadi's position is like that. They want to become merged into the Supreme. But that is not possible. After some time, Arujyatitchena Parampadam Tata Patantiyada. They undergo very good austerity and reach the Brahma Jyoti. But there everything being better, they cannot remain there. And they have no information of Krishna, therefore they again come down. Patanti adha. He wants enjoyment. But there is no enjoyment. Simply think I am Brahma. What is enjoyment? You think like rascal Brahma. Yes, you are Brahma already. Why the Sputnik Wallahs, they go.
Sputnik Wallahs.
They go very high and again come down. Yes. Why you are coming? You are down so high. There is no shelter. There is no shelter. You must come down. Similarly, to become desireless, there is no shelter. So you must come to this desire, material desire.
Rama Sangeeta, that they may go to the speed of the mind.
So there must be something positive. Simply taking away, better. That will not satisfy. He'll have to cry, you know, no, I'm better. The mind of disposition is like that. For me, yogis, Jainis, all that fools. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman for the rascal, you give up all this for me, yogi, jani, siddhi, you just kick out. Palm it on some. This is it. Only unto me. Then it is the Kormizma say, oh, because he has got idea. Without watching, that's all these fools and masters, that's her pride. All these people do not work and are happy. They cannot imagine that without working hard, one can eat, one can sleep. But when they see that our devotees do not work, then nobody is servant. And how is this possible? They cannot see. They cannot see. But it is possible. Therefore, when Krishna says that Maam Ekam Saranam Valla, that the Kurmi Jani just says, then how I will live? If I do not simply, I become devotee of Krishna, I shall live. So therefore, Krishna asks us, Aum Taam Sarva Paapa Bhamma Krishna. I shall give you Krishna. This is Krishna. If first of all surrender unto me, then whatever you want, there will be supply.
Sometimes they are always worried. They are worried.
We made the contract to purchase the Bombay land without money. There was no money at that time when I signed that contract.
Yes.
So where was the money, Kai? And not 1 rupee, 2 rupees. 18 lakhs. And when I signed the contract, I had no 1800.
We have to add 10 on the right side. We have to add 10. So this is 1800.
The time when you signed the contract is the time when Madhavita Swami went to Australia. He would not want to stay in Bombay.
No, I asked him that whether you can take charge. He refused. No, I cannot take charge. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Then Brahmananda gave me action. I can take charge. Therefore I signed. But actually he was as good as Madhavita. He made a contract with a camp. 40,000. I settled up for 10,000. So our work is going on in India and money is spent. 50% is spoiled by this American brand. What can be done? There is no. They even money loot, they cheat, like anything. They split this camp. It was Brahmananda and Madhubhisa combined together. By the contract, 40,000. Then I say, then I'm not going to pay you. So, in Kumbh Mela also, contract was 10,000. So 5,000 I already paid. So I said, I have no money. You have to become satisfied with the 10,000. So they need some trouble. But after all, that's it. Because they made 500% profit.
As soon as you see American, it becomes twice as much.
Yes, twice now, 500 times. As soon as they say, hey, Americans, they have got money.
Same thing in market, when they go shopping and...
Yes. Ganshi Babu. I've told this story, Ganshi Babu.
No.